I want to be very clear about one thing before we go any further. I am not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I don't believe in it. I believe all it does is split us in two, makes us pissed at each other instead of the people that are actually screwing things up.
Brothers and sisters, I just saw a clip where Biden has ordered the VA to stop services to any veteran that is unvaccinated. That's unacceptable, Joe. You done fucked with the wrong people. People that fought for the rights that we have. For your freedoms, you motherfucker. God damn.
Man, we better get ready for this shit. It's about to crack off, boy. See, one thing about America, man, you can't just run over this. The whole American gonna get on your ass. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna just run through this country and, you know, we gonna be running in exile and scared and shit. Man, we got arsenals over in this motherfucker, so you better get ready, motherfucker. Said to get a bullet in your ass, fucking, you know, I'm serious. That's why we ain't got no business being against each other. All that old racial bullshit, that stupid shit. Man, we got to be together on this shit, watch out for each other, each other's kids. Have love for each other, man. Fuck the dumb shit, man. We can't be going against each other like dummies, like the media want us to do. That's what they want us to do. We got to have each other's back.
Hey, guys, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. I want to make sure we're using the same terminology. A civil war is a war between citizens of the same country. Yeah, We're not coming after our brown neighbors and our black neighbors and our Asian neighbors. No, we're coming after you corrupt politicians who have made untold fortunes telling us we should hate each other. Yeah, see, you fucked up. We're waking up out here and we're coming together. We're coming together.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Pastor Carter. So let me get this straight, because I'm seeing an influx of people saying this ain't our fight. I'm seeing an influx of people saying it's only for, and I'm going to be honest, the white Americans and the so-called patriots of America. So where do you live? This ain't your fight. You saying that you're not going to stand with these people in this country for the atrocities that are happening, how they just trampling on rights. Where do you live? So you would watch them murder people in the streets, take people's freedoms away, force a needle in their arm. Where do you live? If this is not your fight, then where do you live? As for me, every brother of every color who's been disrespected, whose rights are being infringed on, I stand with you. No. And if you believe that, stitch this with me. This is our fight.
Pastor Greg Locke, ladies and gentlemen.
There is to it. Some of you pastors need to wake up and recognize the fact that you are leading your sheep to the slaughter. I'm not trying to wake up sleepy sheep. I'm trying to wake up the lions. It's time to roar. It's time to roar back against this corrupt, wicked, evil culture and this nonsensical, godless, corrupt government that we have. Stop all this out of context Romans 13 mess. I'm not called to submit to a fraudulent, buckwild, wicked, evil, nonsensical government. I'm not. That is not in the Bible. We are called to pray for our leaders, and I do. I pray they repent and get right with God. I'm not giving in. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to stop. This is our Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego moment. So do what you want to me and to our buildings and to our campus. But at the end of the day, we're not going to stop. We're not going to give in. We're not going to give up. We're just getting started.
Better start storing something in your houses. I'm talking about food that's non-perishable. Because this thing is falling and falling fast. And when your people can't find jobs and can't have money, murder and bloodshed will be all in the streets.
So let's get something straight here. Joe Biden just signed an executive order saying by November 1st, if veterans are not vaccinated, we can no longer get any health care through the VA. So let's discuss this a little. As a veteran and a combat soldier, there's certain things you do to prep your enemy for when you're about to attack. And basically what it boils down to is you make life harder for them. We've got farmers getting paid to mow over their crops right now, so that's the food part. We're threatening a bunch of workers that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to lose your job. So there's the financial part. You mysteriously arm another country with $85 billion worth of equipment, which gives you a pretty formidable opponent to go against. You mandate all active duty members get vaccinated or they get kicked out. Basically, what it is you make them an offer they can't refuse. You cut off our import of certain ammunition for certain weapon systems from Russia, which there's the means of self-defense. You start paying everybody that's playing your little game so that they'll think it's good. And there's the almighty dollar right there. It's kind of ironic I'm making this video right now. And oh yeah, by the way, speaking of that, because of that video I put up, you silence people from being patriotic. You call people that are considered patriotic terrorists. So now you're putting a label on us and identifying us as a threat. Are y'all fucking listening yet? I'm praying to the gods that this does not develop into something even worse. This country is the greatest country in the world. But this happening in the last 7 to 8 months, this is an extreme amount of pressure. Everybody heard what's going on with Australia. I'm pretty sure if one country can do it, so can the rest of them. And the sad thing is I'm just as pissed off as everybody else. And not because it's happening, because we're letting it happen. But everybody knows where that leads. None of us want that. Please, we don't. So let's all stand up together and do something about this. Because it ain't gonna get any better. And you know it. This is the Colonel. Out here.
These are sad times we're living in. I've been vaccinated. My wife's been vaccinated. We made that choice. Save the comments. That's not what this video is about. If we go to any store, anywhere, any airplane, anything, and they require to see our vaccination, our papers, we're leaving. And we're not coming back until they stop. And we've been vaccinated. We're doing this in honor of every doctor, nurse, EMTs, pharmacists, technicians, medical staff, and those that clean hospitals, and the military, and cops and firemen that are refusing to take a vaccination that they have questions about. And I hope that all of you that have been vaccinated do the same thing, because we either stand united or we will most definitely fall divided. First Sergeant, out.
I'm going to tell you that right now. This is getting out of hand. This legalized segregation and discrimination that you are playing with is way out of hand. This is America. I stood up and took my oath to defend this nation from all enemies, foreign and domestic. I read it 1,000 times. I've said it over 15 times in the last 10 years. I'll tell you something right now. You have an oath to help people who are sick. I have an oath to keep people safe. I don't do not doing my job. I don't derelict my duties to someone else because I'm a piece of shit and I'm going to push my political beliefs on this. You're practicing segregation. You're practicing discrimination. And this is it. This is America. Last time I checked, this is the land of the free, home of the brave. And you're pissing off the free and the brave right now very badly. Good luck and God bless.
Call to action accepted. United States CVs are reporting for duty.
When they come, I will stun my Navy
face. Last I remember, we took the same oath to protect the same Constitution. same country. If you come to anyone's home and tell them to get in their home and point weapons at them, you'll be pointing them at me first, because I will be standing in the way. Hope you got level 5. Bring your A game.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered 3. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it.
Somebody, and I need to say it. To all of our active duty military, to all of our police officers, we love you. You're our friends, you're our family, you're our neighbors, and we will always have your back. But if you turn your back on the citizens of this country, if you turn your back on the oath you took, if you turn your back on the Constitution of the United States of America, then you will be strangers to us. It will be like we never knew you. You will be another obstacle in the way of our freedom, and you will be treated as such.
So I was recently tagged in a post about the Australian government telling parents not to worry that their kids was going to be safe, that they were going to usher them into this stadium and vaccinate them. No parents allowed. That's Australia. I say this to the U.S. of A. My only goal in life, only purpose I have, the only reason I'm here, is to raise and protect my kids. Anybody touches my kids and we are gonna have a long fucking day. Remember, I said that.
Tennessee passed a law that they can come in and take your kids and put them in a camp. I'm going to tell you, officials, you police, military, I don't give a fuck who you think you are. You're going to have to kill me because you ain't getting my fucking kids. This shit needs to stop, people. It seriously does need to stop. I don't get it. They want a civil war. They're fixing to get one.
This is going to be a friends-only video because, frankly, I'm just sick of everyone's shit. Don't want to deal with it. I just left the pediatrician's office with my little girl. You guys, when I say this is unbelievable, I mean it's un-fucking-believable. The shit that people are getting away with. So the pediatrician asks if me or my husband are going to get vaccinated against COVID-19. And I told her, no. And she says, not at all, not planning on it. No, we're not doing it. She said, well, unfortunately, you can no longer have your kids as patients here. You need to find a new doctor. And this has been my kid's doctor for the last 9 years. And just like that, we're cutting ties. Getting real fucking tired of this fight. I really am, but gotta keep doing it.
You wanna piss off a group of people? Start making decisions for their family. Yeah. Piss off a shit ton of women and we will freaking come for you, okay? The men will be pissed, the women will fight, right? We will fight for our babies. There's no reason why you should be making medical decisions for my child. That's my choice. It's not your choice. You want to piss off a group of people? Piss off some mama bears with their cubs.
There is nothing that this world offers that will protect you, prepare you, or prevent what will come for you if you take notion to cause damage to a child. That is a line one should not cross, and a war you will lose. Mark my words.
Can you explain the gene-altering aspects of this vaccine? And when Moderna says that their mRNA technology is the, quote, software of life, what exactly are they talking about?
Well, again, we are not using a normal way of making a vaccine. We are putting a code inside of you. It's recombinant, part from nature and part synthetic, synthesized. And so it's a genetic code, and what they're doing is putting an envelope around it with nanolipid particles. It's nanotechnology. The nanotechnology is there to ensure it sneaks past your body's defenses, because normally your body would kill something like this immediately or disintegrate it. So it sneaks past the defenses into your cell and then tricks your cell into making that code, which is literally the spike protein or part of the virus. You'll be spitting out bits of the virus inside of your body.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing, about to begin. Can't put me finger on what lies in store. I feel what's to happen, all happened before.
Take everything from a man, what you get, well, it's anybody's guess. Because once you strip away all of his humanity, nobody knows what's going to be laying on the other side. Be careful what you wish for.
Look, there's a lot of bullshit going on, a lot of, hey, we're going to go to the Capitol and we're going to take it over and we're going to take our country back. Yeah, no. They've already got the gates up. They got the troops guarding the Capitol and stuff like that. If you go to the Capitol, I'm telling you, you are going to be arrested as domestic terrorists. I guarantee you, there's FBI agents, there's CIA agents online right now trying to incite an insurrection. A real insurrection. And if you go, there's going to be problems. My advice, and I'm taking my own advice, is sit back. Get ready. Because they really want to kick this off, they'll start coming to your house. They'll start coming door to door. And then that is when you kick this fucker off. Anybody wants to come to my private property and come after me because I love my country and I love my constitution, and you bring the fight to me, bud, make sure you have a lunch packed, because it's going to take you a minute. And I'm going to give you everything I got. If I get taken down, so be it. But I'm going to fucking die defending my country, my constitution. But I'm not going to take the fight to them to where they can mark me as a domestic terrorist and an insurrectionist. Mm-mm. No. I'm not a traitor to my country. They are the traitors to our country, okay? But there's a time and a place for everything. Let them bring the shit to you. Then do what you got to do, all right? I'm telling y'all, this is going to be bad if you go out there. And then all they're going to do, just like January 6th, they are going to label you as a Trump supporter and an insurrectionist and a domestic terrorist, and if you do live, well, you're going to go to Gitmo. You are fucking fighting the wrong fight. The fight you need to fight is stay at home. Protect your family. Protect your property. Okay? Because anyone comes on my fucking property, I'm sorry. You want my guns? You can have them. One well-placed round at a time. And I'll tell you what. As a Marine, I know how to place them fucking rounds exactly where I want them. So you fuck around and find out there. You know, you are a treasonous government. And I will, when I go down, it'll be on the right side of the fucking law, defending my freedoms, my constitution, my country, and my rights. Don't do anything stupid. Protect yours and yourn. All right?
You know, I've got many friends, acquaintances, and associates all over the country. Ex-Navy SEAL, Green Beret, Ranger types. And they constantly ask me, Buffalo, how come you don't have a bug out plan? North Dakota or Northern Montana or northern Idaho or someplace remote like this to run off to for a bug-out plan? My answer to them is real simple. It's a matter of personal choice and preference with me. I'm a Scot. I don't run. If I do run, it's to the fight, not away from it. So when that comes, not if, but when that comes, I won't be in the running bunch. I'm afraid I'll stand. I'm a Scot. That's what we do.
You're systematically seeing the United States being dismantled piece by piece. This is exactly what's going on to bring us onto the New World Order. Starting with civil unrest, a soft revolution causing people not to want to go back to work for what the low wages they used to, dismantling the police forces, targeting the military to make it one-sided. It's only going to be the people that they want in the military. I hate to sound so negative, but I just don't see a good way out of it anytime soon before we drop into a depression. Then you'll see the collapse of the dollar happen before they bring the new digital system online. They're going to bring you to your knees every which way possible to get you to bow down to what they want you to agree to. I hope everyone's strong enough to resist it. I truly do.
Five branches of the U.S. military are warning of impending danger for America. They signed an open letter Tuesday. It opens with, "Our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. They list a number of issues as threats to constitutional freedoms, including a lack of election integrity, government overreach through executive action, draconian lockdown measures, as well as the censorship of expression."
Is it just me, or does anybody else think this is like getting totally out of hand? And if you do, what are you doing to prepare for it? What are you doing? Like, you know this where this is going, right? I know, you know, a lot of people know. But what are you doing to prepare for it? Are you in a group? Have you joined somebody? Message me. Follow us on Clapper. We have a group there. We're in every single state in America. We are not supremacist. We are not racist. Ohio, Georgia, we really need y'all to step up. Alabama, Louisiana's been really doing all good. Florida, Texas, they're really jumping up there. Come find me on Clapper. Share this video before they cancel it, just like they have been everything else I've been doing lately.
You can sit back and hope, and you have faith that they're gonna do the right thing in the nick of time, and everything's gonna be okay. It's not gonna be okay. It's not at all. Time to realize that they're all against us, every fucking one of them. They're out for their interests, not yours. They're going to protect themselves, not you. They don't give a fuck about you. They never have, and they never fucking will.
When society no longer has the ability to recognize the truth, it will condemn all those who speak it. And my friends, that's us. We're speaking the truth. And it's no coincidence that there's a whole bunch of us. Do you know why? We are the people that can see through the lies. Not everyone has that ability. Fear blocks their ability to see the lie. Our so-called leaders in place, here in North America, we have two of them, Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden. When they have to face adversity, when there's a crowd of people that are pushing forth their belief that things are wrong, things aren't right, and march for freedom, where do they go? They scurry off into the dark like little cockroaches, and they call out their forces to push upon us their will. Now, you men and women in uniform, and I'm talking to the military, and I'm talking to law enforcement, you might be on the wrong side of this thing. Only time will tell. that I'm going to speak to you as a person that has worn the uniform. I will always respect that uniform. But lately, I find that I'm having trouble respecting the men and women, just some of them, that are wearing it. Don't get on the wrong side of this. I came out here to this beauty to spend a few days of peace because the war is about to begin. We all know it. Good luck, everyone. God bless.
Okay, you guys, listen to this. Especially you.
The Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which accidentally owns Pfizer. The one who makes the vaccine against the virus, which accidentally started at the Wuhan Biological Lab and which was accidentally funded by Dr. Fauci, who accidentally promotes the vaccine. GlaxoSmithKline is accidentally managed by the finance division of BlackRock.
Every industry in this country, every major corporation in this country is controlled by two other companies. Those two other companies are Vanguard and BlackRock. Now, BlackRock is public. We know who owns BlackRock. But Vanguard is old money, and they're private, and they don't tell who owns Vanguard. But the majority owner of BlackRock, Vanguard. They own everything.
BlackRock, which coincidentally controls central banks and manages about a third of global investment capital.
You can pray all you want, but David eventually had to pick up that rock and kill Goliath.
I don't care what you call it. I don't care what your justification is. If you think that you're going to have teams, whether they're from FEMA, law enforcement, military, Department of Homeland Security, you think you're going to have teams that go door to door dragging people out of their homes, putting them in internment camps, or forcing them to take this jab? You're declaring war on the American people. I hope you know that. And let me be very blunt here. You will be fired upon! The American public will not stand for it. So be forewarned. It's war on the American people if you decide to go down this path. You want it? Bring it, motherfuckers!
Day is here, y'all. Frago 5 just got published. It generally states that senior Army officers will have 5 days to take the jab or resign their commission. Sergeants major, 5 days, or face involuntary separation. The rest of us, GOMARs all around, potential UCMJ, courts martial, dishonorable discharge. Many of us, after years of honorable service to this great nation, how is this okay? How is that not coercion? What country do we live in? For the rest of you out there, in the same boat, don't be afraid. It'll be alright. Hold the line. Stay the course. Better days are coming, y'all.
What's a hill that you're willing to die on 1,000% of the time? I'll go first.
Well, I have done 5 years in the Marines, infantry, all honorably. I picked up Sergeant last month. Shit was going pretty well for me. And I'm not going to get the shot because, you know, I don't believe the government has our best interests at heart. I don't think that's really why they're trying to push this, you know? So I'm getting kicked out, but I'm not the only one. There's a lot of others with me. Pretty shitty.
Good morning. If you're fed the fuck up like I am, I need you to reach out to me. I'm going to organize people by county in their states. We will establish secure lines of communication, set up plans. I don't care if you're a civ, if you're a veteran, or if you're active. But some shit needs to start happening. I want to be clear. I am not calling for violence or destruction. I am calling for organization. We need to be ready, just in case it is necessary.
I can't be the only one that thinks that it's a little fishy that we just pulled all our troops out, gave the Taliban, a known American enemy, a bunch of fucking weapons, and then here at home we are discharging our military due to not getting the vaccine. So what I'm gathering is, let's deplete our military so we're fucking defenseless, and, you know, let our enemies have a bunch of our amazing American weapons. You know, no biggie. Nothing bad's gonna happen. Just be quiet, eat your cereal, stay at home, be scared of COVID.
We the people of a free country get to ask why. Why all of a sudden is segregation okay? Why are people getting canceled who don't agree? Why are we firing our first responders, our doctors, our nurses, our educators, anybody who's willing to work essentially, if they don't agree with you? We need these people. We're in a pandemic, remember? And not many people are willing to do these jobs. Why is this okay?
And the team that I work with at both hospitals in this town feel very strongly and very similar. And if this mandate goes through, and these people don't show up for work, then people are going to start dying for other reasons. And it's because there's going to be nobody to take care of them.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest.
Anybody notice it starting to look like Afghanistan outside? Forward operating bases, guard towers, razor wires going up around Walmart. Next step, get outside. Get your drones in the sky. Watch for the buses.
Thank you.
Americans in the East miss coming in. Like something is brewing, about to begin. Can't put me finger on what lies in store. But I feel what's to happen, all happened before.
My name is Lieutenant Aldo Rain, and I'm putting together a special team, and I need me 8 soldiers. We're going to be doing one thing, and one thing only. Killing Nazis.
I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I am Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boy, Davy Crockett. I'm Lee.
The sky's falling, the wind is calling, stand for something or die in the morning. Section 80, high power.
To lose and to pretend. She's overboard, self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word.